Right now, panel, time for you to answer your questions about the week's news. Kiri, as everybody knows, we like to be in the cutting edge of scientific news that you can use. Well, according to one columnist, you might want to avoid feeding your children tofu and other soy products because these foods might have what effect?
Make them stupid?
No, not stupid, but this is, from the writer's perspective, a problem we want to avoid. It was a right-wing website.
Gay.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, put down your chops. Tofu makes you gay. James Rutz is the head of something called Mega Shift Ministries. That's shift with an F. And a columnist for the right-wing site WorldNet Daily. And I cannot improve upon him, so I will simply quote him. Quote, soy is feminizing and commonly leads to a decrease in the size of the penis, sexual confusion, and homosexuality. That's why most of the medical, not socio-spiritual, blame for today's rise in homosexuality must fall upon the rise in soy formula and other soy products, unquote. And we thought it was all because of the Home and Garden Network.
I thought so too, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, if you eat tofu in a gay bar, it can make you gay.
You eat tofu with your boyfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. You should not, if you eat tofu.
If you feed your boyfriend tofu.
In bed, naked, that makes you gay.
There.
It's true, though.
Yeah. I bet that's how this guy figured that out.
And he was doing that, and I said, he was doing that. And he said,
my boyfriend eats it all the time. There's got to be a connection.
Can you eat just enough to get in touch with your feminine side?